if I knew how to go about it.
Now, looking at the content of your dissertation, I felt your division into sections was the right one, focusing on specific types of interaction in these contexts.
Thanks.
Now, your first section is on dealing with complaints.
Mm-hmm.
This is an obvious area for something on this subject, but I felt that this section had some really original thinking on your part.
Yes. I try to ignore the standard points that are usually made and come up with something fresh. Mm. And my research led me in those directions.
The collaborating with colleagues section made for interesting reading too. But I didn't feel that your conclusions there were really backed up by the research you did.
Oh, I felt that they were. I tried to illustrate everything with examples. Perhaps some weren't as relevant as others.
Yes, I think that's right. You made some pretty strong assertions, but I wasn't sure they could be justified by the examples.
Oh, okay. But the evidence for my conclusions in the interacting with managers section was pretty powerful, wasn't it?
Yes, and most of the research in this general area doesn't focus on this particular issue.
Mm.
I think your conclusions there point to something that causes all sorts of trouble in organisations and companies, but that isn't given enough attention.
I agree. It's something that training programmes should be covering, but they don't.
Now, the giving instructions section was very well put together, I thought.
Yes. This is one where language accuracy and coherence are the main issues.
And you came to very clear conclusions on that. This is a really effective section, with general points illustrated by lots of examples and a conclusion that made logical sense. Now, finally, let's have a quick look at your overall conclusions.
OK.
Now, you've included quite a bit in the main body about writing skills, but in fact, you see listening skills as being a much bigger issue.
Yes. As I say there, people don't pay enough attention to what other people say to them, and this leads to all kinds of communication problems.
Mm. And the other big issue is grammatical accuracy, isn't it?
Well, up to a point. But as I say, there are lots of instances where this is less of an issue than formal language. When people are in situations where this is required, they're often at a loss and end up not making much sense.
Yes, as you make clear. Well, Beth, this is a good piece of work. Well done.
Thanks.
Track 4. Unit 3. You will hear a student talking to her tutor about a piece of work she has done. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 1 to 10.
Right, Beth. Let's have a look at your dissertation. Well, I think it's a pretty good piece of work.
Thanks.
Communication skills in the workplace. Good choice of topic.
Thanks.
Now, I see that you decided to focus on certain sectors.
Yes. I felt that jobs involving interaction with the public would be my main area. So, obviously, the retail sector had to be in there.
Sure. But you didn't just focus on the obvious ones like that, did you?
No. I wanted to look at a variety of sectors. I felt, for example, that banking would probably lead to the same sort of results as retail.
And what about call centres?
Yes, of course that seemed like an obvious place to go initially.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided to spread the focus away from interactions involving customers and the goods and services they buy.
Seems sensible. So, that led you to the idea of tourist guides.
Yes, that's a very specific area of communication. Dealing with different nationalities.
The skills involved in that are very interesting as you describe them.
Yes, and that led me to think about the work of translators and interpreters.
Well, that might be the starting point for a whole other piece of work.
Yes.
Now, the research you did for this was generally very impressive.
Oh, thanks.
Though, a bit more on the academic research that's been done into this area would have been good.
Well, I went more for a personal approach here, rather than rehashing other people's work or focusing mainly on the theories about how people communicate.
Yes, and it worked well.
Mm.
It would have been good if you could have filmed people in action and then analysed the videos.
I know, but there were practical issues there. So I settled for watching people in action and making notes on what they were doing. And of course, there were the interviews too.
Yes, it's very interesting to compare what people think they're doing with the way they're actually communicating.
Mm.
I was very struck by that aspect. And your analysis from watching people in action was very effective too.
I found it fascinating to do that.
Yes, that comes across.
Mm.
It would be fascinating to get data on the outcomes of these interactions too, whether the desired outcomes were achieved.
I know, and that would be something I'd love to look at.